Hello, and welcome to another episode of Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
So, y'all, this is our 25th episode. We are going to talk about romantic comedies.
Yay!
Which is one of our favorite
genres.
Yes, for sure. And hold on, we have a special guest.
A very special guest, in my opinion. So we are going to
special guest.
We'll pull him on in just a second after we do some shout outs. But
do you want to say who it is?
My husband, okay. Sean Hutzler, is going to be on as our guest for this, the 25th episode, our finale of season one. So
he
has been widely anticipated as a guest on this show.
We brought it tonight for y'all.
Yes.
We did, or today for y'all.
So we convinced
I think
him
we
to
actually
be on the show.
Dressed up a little bit too. You have some lipstick on.
Lipstick on.
I have fur. This is fake, so calm down.
It's all for Sean and for the finale. So romantic comedies, great for the finale. Super excited. And we have Sean,
yes,
who I'll tell you about him in just a minute when I introduce him when he comes on.
He's going to kind of give us thumbs up or thumbs down, right?
Yeah, he's going to do the guy's perspective.
Yes, like, which okay, I'm super excited yes, about. Because
yeah, kind of
what girl doesn't like rom-coms?
Yeah, it's true. I don't know any that don't. Okay, Karen. So do we have any shout outs? I just want to say this past week we had an actors and actresses episode on YouTube mm-hmm. and we had over 700 views. We don't really know what happened, but it was kind of fun. So
I think YouTube made a mistake, but I'm going to go with it.
We're just going to go with it.
Oh, but guess what? What?
What?
We got our first thumbs down.
We did. Okay.
We got a thumbs down.
5 or 6 likes and 1 dislike. And I was, I think, more excited about the thumbs down than the thumbs ups. So
you know what,
not to say y'all should
us?
Do thumbs down, but it does show me that like, you know,
that
different people are watching. It's not just our moms and our mother-in-law.
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring Sean on and let's get started.
Yes. Let's bring Sean on. I'm ready. Come on. Tell me when he's here so I could switch screens. There he is.
Here. He's
Hello,
drinking.
Sean.
He needs to do his pregame before the show.
Love
okay,
it.
Everybody. So this is my wonderful husband, Sean, who we have been just waiting to have on the show. We finally convinced him. And he likes lots of movies, all different genres. I get excited when I find a movie that he hasn't seen, that I've seen and he hasn't seen yet. So hold on. So welcome, Sean. We can't wait to hear your opinion about these romantic comedies. How are you doing tonight?
I have so many opinions.
Now, first,
you have
what
opinions
are you drinking?
About everything. So,
I want to know what you're drinking.
Tell us what you're drinking.
This is Glenmorangie 18-year-old Scotch whiskey. It's
Scotch whiskey.
Not the same bottle, but the same whiskey that Betsy bought me.
So, and we're gonna have to do an alcohol thing because is Scotch the same thing as whiskey? Do you have to call it Scotch whiskey or can you just call it Scotch?
Whiskey is a blanket term for distilled alcohol. So technically, you know, tequila is agave whiskey and vodka is potato whiskey and bourbon is corn whiskey. So Scotch generally is made from malted barley and has to be distilled 100% in Scotland. So that's the difference there. But there are like American whiskeys that are made just like Scotch is made, but it's made in America, so it's not
that
Scotch.
That is so interesting. I love it. We're going to do an alcohol
why, yes, game. This is why. That was originally what we had Sean lined up for, but it was we were going to do
whiskey
Angela
is
here
a
in person.
Scots Gaelic word. So when I say whiskey, I generally mean Scotch.
Okay.
The more you know.
Angela,
this is just white wine.
White wine. Okay.
Yes.
This is some watered down Diet Coke. Not intentionally watered down. The ice has melted. So, you know, still good.
Okay. Romantic comedies.
Yes. So we're going to get the guy's opinion too. Yay or nay thoughts as far as, you know, ranking them and such. There's a lot of romantic comedies and I'm going to set a timer because we went over an hour. We had an hour and 25 minutes on a Christmas episode. So we just need to be aware of the time.
Well, that was a special episode. It was episode 24.
A very special episode.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not going to bring up the Grinch.
Yeah, I'm still incredulous about this. I can't believe you like.
There are plenty of people that I have talked to, and they are like, "What do you mean they don't like the Jim Carrey version?"
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's clearly inferior to the one that actually had Dr. Seuss involved. And you wouldn't buy the book because he's not colored green in the book. Come on.
It was just black and white. Like the kids would not like it.
That's how the book was published, man.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about the kids.
We have the book. And the kids like it.
Really?
So I'm pretty sure we do. I bought it before we had kids. Because I bought it for my godchildren.
It's a long book. It's like 50 or 60 pages.
Yeah, but our three-year-old listens to the Lorax book.
Yeah, I know, but it's more about us wanting to read it to her.
It's about how long we want to spend reading a book before bedtime.
I haven't seen that.
The Lorax?
The Lorax, no.
It is not a rom-com, so let's move on with that. Okay, so first of all, I did some research for this episode because we could talk around and around and around rom-coms.
Oh.
Literally, Angela and I could talk for probably 6 hours about rom-coms.
And then I didn't know what we were talking about tonight, so.
He's like, is this the soundtrack one? And I'm like, no, this is rom-coms.
There was some and I was like, oh, but that's not a rom-com. That's just like romantic drama kind of.
I don't even know.
So I scratched it off.
Yeah, My Best Friend's Wedding. Okay. I would just say that's comedy. Is that romantic?
Yes. And it is happy.
Yeah.
I think a rom-com has to end happy. If it doesn't end happy, like Steel Magnolias, I originally thought, and then I was like, nope, scratch it off.
Steel Magnolias isn't a rom-com.
No,
that's just drama.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Oh,
grandma.
People are dying in it, Angela.
So I did not. So it's not on my list. It's not.
Okay, good. Okay, so I looked up some lists, one from Vanity Fair and one from Rolling Stone. And there were some that were on both of them. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. And it kind of made me look, okay, I need to watch movies that I haven't seen, especially if they're on both of the lists, like top 25 from Vanity Fair, top 50 from Rolling Stone. And if I haven't seen it, it's on both lists, then I think I should take the time to see it. Now, Sean probably has. Like, I've never seen, this is kind of embarrassing for the movie buffs, but I've never seen Annie Hall.
So, Annie Hall.
Tell us.
Have you seen it, Sean?
Yeah, I've seen it. I tried watching it
and I was like, can't get into it.
So, first of all, you got to like enjoy Woody Allen films because he's like Wes Anderson. Like, there's a very specific like deal.
It's kind of quirky.
Yeah, if that's not your deal, then you ain't gonna like it. And also, Annie Hall is like, it's funny, but it's funny like Arrested Development is funny. You know, it's like, it's kind of sarcastic, like biting funny. Hmm. Are y'all gonna watch it?
No.
Spoilers.
But
spoilers. You can spoil it.
But
it's okay, what year did this come out?
Oh, they don't end up together?
Yeah,
oh
I think 79. Gosh. 79 yeah. was Annie Hall.
So it's okay if you spoil it, if it's that old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and then there's like the other extreme, like the weird shit from the 70s. Sorry, I said shit, Angela. Harold and Maude. Have you guys seen Harold and Maude?
I really did try this one.
It's that really is freaking weird. Mm-hmm. It's like
I can't believe you watched that. That's really impressive though.
Well, so I went.
Did you like Harold and Maude?
It was all right. I mean, I went on a kick in college where I watched all the AFI like top X amount whatever movies or as many of them as I could get a hold of. And Harold and Maude was. I have not watched it since then.
Okay, well, since we're talking about older ones that we may or may not have seen, now your friend Angela, our super fan Leslie, is gonna be
yes.
But there's a couple. His Girl Friday, I haven't seen.
Okay, I haven't either, but I did see that on a list, and I have never heard of it until I was researching this. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely heard of it, but I just never had seen it.
No. And I think it's black and white. And you know how I feel about black and white movies.
1940.
What? Just like, Cary Grant. No, we should watch this.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Cary Grant's in it?
Yeah.
I do like Cary Grant.
Cool. She's changing her mind now. I'll watch black and white for Cary Grant.
Unlike, I like Arrested Development, but it has Jason Bateman in it. Jason Bateman is not in Annie Hall.
So you're saying if the lead male character is attractive, then you're willing to watch it, even if
it's a bigger shot that I'm going to stick through it.
Okay. So, also, so if Bradley really... Cooper were in His Girl Friday.
I mean, I don't want to bring it down or anything, but also it's like really hard to watch anything Woody Allen's done recently. Because all the shit that's come out about him, and it's like adopted daughter and all
this stuff.
It's like he's kind of a scumbag.
Right. And that's in my head as I'm watching it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you
seen...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, an really old one that's also black and white, is Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday's a great movie.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, good. Because I really like it. Sean,
we both like it.
Putting your hand in the Boca de la Verita, like I did that. Went there, like I just specifically did it to like
we didn't do that with Angela.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
In the thing, it's like a circle with a mouth in the middle. You put your hand in it, and if you like are a liar, it's supposed to like bite your hand off.
It
doesn't, but like
it's like one of the like the Blarney Stone. No, like it's just one of the old.
I did kiss the stone. And you know what? My mama said, "Don't you kiss that stone?" And I was like, "Mom, I'm in Ireland. Of course, I'm gonna kiss the stone." But I didn't put my hand anywhere in Italy.
I
didn't put my hand anywhere in Italy.
Oh, I feel like the trip was a letdown now, Betsy.
Can you even repeat what he just said?
When you go back to Italy, you need to put your hands in some places.
Yes.
I feel like I'd need to do that too.
It's Boca Bios. I think it's Boca della Verità.
Where is the
mouth of?
It's right on the side of the cap, like where the Capitoline Museum is, on the other side of the hill from the Circus Maximus. There's like the Temple of Hercules is on that side of the road, and some other stuff. It's like it's on the same side of the street as the Capitoline Museum, on the other side of the hill from the Forum.
So I don't think we went there. Translates as mouth of.
Truth.
Life? Mouth of what?
Truth.
Truth. Okay. Yeah. Mouth of truth, Angela. Put your hand in there. Since you didn't put your hand in anything in Italy. Okay. So we all like Roman Holiday. English. So if you have not seen it, listeners, solid. Roman Holiday is a great one. Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant.
Gregory Peck.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Sean's going to help with the names too, because you know, I'm not terrible at this. It Happened One Night. I really like It Happened One Night.
Ooh, I did too.
Angela, and that's black and white and you liked it?
It is. And I got that. Sean, I kind of did the same thing you did, the AFI's top movies. And that's where I got It Happened One Night. And I really enjoyed that.
Well,
yeah. And it's a blonde.
You haven't seen it? It's 1934. Yeah. It's very old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just old, very this old. Like
that pre-Gone with the Wind Clark Gable. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
Have either of you seen The Apartment? Because that was on both of the lists that I pulled up and I've never seen it. It's The Apartment. It's from 1960. So I think we should watch that also, Sean, since
nobody's who's in that, Betsy?
I don't know. I did these lists. I didn't have time to like get all of the other things.
Who's in it?
Oh, I'm doing it.
These are just kind of the ones that we may or may not have seen because they are the older ones. And then there's some from like the 80s that I feel like I should have seen.
There's another old one I really like. It's the original that I like. And then they redid it. Sabrina.
I knew you're going to I love
it.
You saw that?
The new one, not nearly as good. With Julie Ormond and Harrison
but
Ford.
But I do like Harrison Ford.
I knew.
I mean, that's nice. But like.
Yeah.
But the original one is.
The original was, very good. And it's black and white, and I still like it.
See, Angela, you always put your nose up, Karen, to black and white movies. But then when we start talking about it, we're like, but I do like that one. Oh, but I do like that one.
Yeah.
I like that. So now I'm not going to try and get you to admit that you like movies with subtitles, but I will get you to admit that you like some movies that are black and white.
Yes.
Okay. And there's so next will be being open to children's books that are also black and white.
That are black and white.
Where's that? Children's books that are black and white?
Yeah, like The Grinch.
No, there's color in The Grinch.
There is. She didn't get to that. Okay, Sean, you were saying something. I didn't quite catch it.
I was looking up who's in The Apartment. Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good. Have either of you seen Broadcast News? It's from 1987, which I'm really surprised I didn't see it if it's an 80s rom-com, but yeah, it was number three on the Rolling Stones list.
It was number three, and yeah, I've never even heard of it.
Exactly. And it was also on the Vanity Fair list. I don't remember what. It was number nine on Vanity Fair list.
Broadcast so I was like, News?
Broadcast News, 1987.
I'm going to write it down.
So check that
no,
one out.
No, I think in the 87.
Sean, you haven't seen that either?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know why that doesn't ring a bell? Because I think that's around the time that Pretty Woman came out. And that's what I watched.
Which is also my list. I mean, yes. I think Pretty Woman was so like shocking at the time because she's a prostitute, but great rom-com. Oh, that was great.
But that scene with her doing dresses. So Sean, how do you feel about Pretty Woman? Do you like it? No, yay.
I mean, it's entertaining for what it is, you know.
It wouldn't be on your top 20 rom-coms.
Richard Gere's like character is kind of an asshole, which I don't really appreciate.
But he gets better. He has a change of heart.
He gets better. He has like a redemption arc and stuff. But I like the two of them together much better in Runaway Bride than I like them in Pretty Woman.
I think they have a better
dynamic in Runaway Bride.
But he's a much sexier Pretty Woman.
I don't know anything about that.
Trust me.
He's a much more lovable character in Runaway Bride. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I also think Pretty Woman is interesting because it's like right at the beginning of Julia Roberts' career. I think Steel Magnolias came like right after this, and also My Best Friend's Wedding came like right after.
I heard that Molly Ringwald was up for that part, and she didn't get it.
Oh, I'm so glad she didn't get it.
I can't even imagine.
Been in something else before then, but I can't remember what. But
Mystic Pizza was her first one.
Mystic Pizza.
I was wondering when Sleeping with the Enemy was. It had to be right around then also, but it wasn't as big as either of those. I mean, by far.
So that's fun. I like that, Sean, that you like them in Runaway Bride better than in Pretty Woman.
Yeah, part of it is because he's less of a dick, and you know, and she's a more like well-rounded character. I don't know. There's like some complex. I mean, there's still some like complexity to her character in Pretty Woman. She like very clearly like does not want to be a prostitute. Like it's not, you know, that. Yeah, it's not like her dream job or anything.
Yeah.
But I think they also like through a more modern lens, they kind of like overlook a lot of the things that are. I don't like, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch a movie about like about a prostitute that just sort of glances over like all the things that like send women into prostitution and stuff like that. It's like hard for to find it funny, you know? I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, I mean, it does gloss over a lot. It's not and I met this guy and now everything's great. Like it's I'm like, sure that her life is a little more complex than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
so let me ask you about this other duo that's been in a couple movies that are rom-coms.
Yep.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, yes. So which one do you like better? You've Got Mail or Sleepless in Seattle?
Or Joe versus the Volcano. Volcano, which is a stupid movie.
See the lights and I think of that movie every time. Like what lights drain, you know, the lights that are draining him.
Oh yeah. The fluorescent lights in the office. John, you watched it once. That's all you have to watch it.
I did.
It's very quirky. It's a very quirky 80s movie.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? Is 80s. Mom and Dad Save the Planet or what? Mom and Dad Save the World or whatever.
Yes, which is
like it has like similar production values. Don't watch it, Angela. Like
yeah.
Oh no, it was terrible. Please don't watch it.
There are just some 80s movies that you just wonder. And no, there's stars. There's like stars that are in these movies. Right. And you're like, this is terrible.
Angela, have you seen Mom and Dad Save the World?
I don't know if I've seen Mom and Dad Save the World.
It's dumb. I only ever watched it because this one nurse that I used to work with was obsessed with it. And she was like, oh, you have to watch it. And
we watched it. We could barely make it through. And Sean admitted that it was worse than Joe versus the Volcano.
No, so I like going back to like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yes. Tell us which one.
I don't know if it's just because of like when I feel like You've Got Mail. Like I saw You've Got Mail when I was like a teenager. I don't think I saw Sleepless in Seattle until I was in college. And so I don't know. You've Got Mail has always kind of like done it for me. more. I don't know why, but everybody that I know like disagrees with that. Like everybody that I know that's like.
No, I like you. I like You've Got Mail better because they interact more in the movie. Sleepless in Seattle, they interact at the very end.
Yes. Yeah. So it is interesting. I mean, Sleepless in Seattle is funny, but Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan don't interact very much together.
Yeah.
I like You've Got Mail better also. You've Got Mail is number 2 on the Vanity Fair list. But Sleepless in Seattle, it's not on the Rolling Stones list at all. Sleepless in Seattle is on both lists. So
That's impressive.
So the film nerds I know will say that like Sleepless in Seattle is a better like crafted movie narratively, but I don't find it's not as fun to watch, you know, because I feel like you don't want your rom-com to be like Oscar winner. I mean, some of them will be, but like you want it to be a fun time.
Yes. Movie,
you know? Yes. Sleepless in Seattle is kind of depressing.
I agree 100%.
You know? And you want to come out of it like, oh, life is good.
Right.
No one needs to die. It needs to end happy. They need to end up together. I still cannot believe in Annie Hall they don't end up together. Oh,
but that's also kind of the point of Annie Hall. And like that's why it's weird. And I wouldn't even necessarily like it's not so much a rom com as it is a Woody Allen movie. And it's the Woody Allenest of all Woody Allen movies, but you know, like it's not, I don't know, it doesn't really fit like another category.
Now, we were just on Julie Roberts, and I have another Julie Roberts one that I would like both of you to give your opinion on.
Okay.
Notting Hill.
Oh, fucking love Notting Hill. Excuse me. Sorry, Judy.
Okay.
I love
Notting Hill. The FCC is going to get us and throw us off of YouTube.
No, because when I put the videos on YouTube, I put not for children. You have to click yes for children or not for children.
Show up next to Peppa Pig.
Listen, I don't know if our 750 people have made it this far. So I think
not. We're 15 minutes.
You guys might get another
thumbs down. The average viewer time is 2 minutes so far. So they were gone before we even brought Sean on. Okay, so Notting Hill, you really like it, Sean? I didn't know.
I love Notting Hill.
Need to rewatch. Really?
Angela, it's on both of these lists. So and I was like, really? Because I didn't really like it when I watched it.
No, it's awesome.
So it's not that I don't like it, but I think the premise sometimes I'm like, she's rich. Yes.
She's a movie star.
Yes. Now I do like the part where they're in the garden and that song comes on.
Yes. It's so you amazing. Like the song.
Alison Krauss song.
I like when he slips on the fence and he's like, oopsie daisy. I like that part.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's not my favorite. Would you say that's your favorite rom-com of Julia Roberts? Sean? Mm.
Runaway. So what do we have here? Runaway Bride.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Best Friend's
Notting
Wedding.
Hill. Notting Hill. I
feel like she's been in a lot more. We're just not realizing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's like some really crappy ones like Larry Crown, you know, with her and Tom Hanks. Like that was.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You know.
I'm trying to see.
I've got to rewatch it because it was on both these lists and you really like it. I'm like, maybe I was in a bad mood when I think I've only seen it once.
I think
or
people
twice.
Don't like it because it's kind of contrived and like, you know, it's not. You okay there?
I'm good.
Maybe we're done with the wine, Angela. Yeah.
No, not yet. I'm not finished.
All right, go ahead. So it's kind of contrived.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why people that I've talked to that don't like it is because it's like all of these manufactured situations, like shit that would never happen in real life. But I don't know.
She was also in Valentine's Day and America's Sweetheart.
That's not a rom-com.
Valentine's Day is totally a rom-com.
No. Love Actually, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, those don't count.
Why? Because there's too many people?
There's too much crap going on.
But see, Angela likes those movies. She likes where there's like 5 or 6, 7 storylines happening at the same time.
And they're all like romantic comedy.
Also, I really like, one other reason I really like Notting Hill is because of Rhys Ivins, isn't it? His roommate.
He's really funny.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that one, Sean.
So's the, is it the sister? His sister? She's kind of real quirky and has short blonde hair. Yeah.
No, I think isn't No, they try to set Hugh Grant up with her. It's not, I don't think it's his sister.
So it's not his. She ends up being set up though with the, I mean, I don't want
to. Oh, yo, with the Welsh guy. Yeah.
I don't know who she is then.
I like that. The scene where his roommate is like choosing t-shirts while he's looking for his glasses and he can't find them and ends up having to wear prescription scuba goggles.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. See, yeah, there's a lot that I've forgotten.
That so is really good. That one. Yes.
All right, we'll go back to that. And also, I'm not a huge Hugh Grant fan.
Which, yes, we've been watching The Undoing and that's his.
Another reason
I need to see that.
It's good. Really? I thought it was good. Sean and I both really liked it.
I need to see it.
It's good. It's like a career revival for him, I think.
Oh, good for him. And Nicole Kidman's in it too, which she's not in a lot of rom-coms.
It's so not rom-com.
I just threw her name out there. No, I'm just saying.
Okay. It's not. Rouge,
I'm talking about today, our episode today.
Okay, I was like, don't watch it, Angela. If you think it's a rom-com, you're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah. No, no, no. But you know who is in a lot of rom-coms? Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. I do like
and
Sandra
she's
Bullock.
In one with Hugh Grant that I really do like, 2 weeks notice.
Yes.
We just watched that.
Yeah.
Like what, 2 weeks ago?
And was that your first time to see it, Sean?
No, I've seen it. I had seen it before. I just like didn't remember a lot about it. We were talking about
what else I like Sandra Bullock rom-com in.
The Proposal.
Yes.
With Ryan Reynolds.
I think those are probably my two favorite.
Yeah.
While You Were Sleeping.
Oh yeah,
that is a cute one.
That
she's
is really
so cute in that.
She is.
Yeah. Miss Congeniality. I don't know if that really counts.
It's funny, but it's not really.
It is funny.
She ends up with Benjamin Bratt at the end, but then he's not in the next one. So
he isn't, which is so weird.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Sandra Bullock one?
What do we have? What did we have? 2 weeks notice. Proposal.
And while you were sleeping.
No. Not Speed. That's not a wrong film.
Speed.
I feel like there's another one, but I can't.
Gravity. Mm. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. I think it would probably be down between. I don't like two weeks notice is not in the running there.
Oh.
That's a shame. So I'm thinking of While You Were Sleeping, 2 weeks notice in the Proposal, and I'm trying to like order them. I think two weeks notice is at the bottom because it is fairly unrealistic. I'm like, why are you doing this, woman? Like,
that's true.
And then it's probably While You Were Sleeping. That's probably my favorite one of the three of them.
I think I really like the dynamic of his whole family and While You Were Sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah. She's like totally just such an like over romanticized girl in the beginning, and then she's like, you know, in love with this guy she's never met, and then she grows and actually like falls in love with someone. Yeah. You know,
right.
And the family is just so great. I'm like, yeah, I think I like all the characters except the guy who's unconscious.
The scene in 2 weeks notice where she leaves her best friend's wedding to go,
yeah,
it drives me crazy every time I see it, and I really like
from
that
the altar.
Yes,
and I'm
like, she would not have her phone on.
Yes.
No,
one would do that. No one.
Nah, that's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So
yes. Okay.
So yeah, I would probably put While You Were Sleeping, Proposal, and then 2 weeks. Although I do like 2 weeks notice. The other two I think are better in my opinion too. Angela.
Well, and the Proposal is pretty ridiculous too. I mean,
and it's predictable.
There's like immigration fraud, and you know what's going to happen again. But it's got Betty White doing like.
But yes, Indian Betty White to the window, to the wall.
Yeah.
That's really good. I think Proposal, 2 weeks notice, While You Were Sleeping for me.
Okay. You don't like While You Were Sleeping?
I do like it, but I like the other two better. So okay. Sorry.
All right, whatever.
So you said though, Love Actually, New Year's Eve, and Valentine's Day do not count.
Yeah, no
way.
You
would probably throw in He's Not That Into You.
What?
Because it's like five different stories. It's like a book of short stories, Angela.
It's all romantic comedies put together. Yeah, so it's exactly. Like five romantic comedies.
What about?
How can he not
what
like
about,
that?
Oh, he's just not that into you. Okay, I enjoyed it.
I'm
probably 10 years. It's good.
See it every time
I would
it comes
put
on.
That and like, what about Definitely Maybe? You guys like
with Ryan Reynolds kind of, and he's like,
yeah, those kind of like anthology movies. It's just like so my problem
with my favorite.
So Love Actually is like the prototypical one of those. It's like, let's get, you know, 20 different like name actors,
big names,
throw them in a movie where they each have like, you know, 10 minutes of screen time, you know. And then all the other ones that come after that, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, like Mother's Day, come on.
Oh, like, yeah, Mother's Day. I didn't even see
Love Actually is good. I really like
it. Thank you. The scene with Colin Firth and the lady where his book goes flying.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's not even worth it. And she's like, in her own language, this is probably not even worth it. You know, and that's probably
like jumping into the.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, she's in the water. I got to get in the water. Yeah. He's like, I hope there's not eels.
I will say that I don't like. I mean, one of the interesting things is like the Emma Thompson and Alan Rickman dynamic in that.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of sad.
It's sad, but it's like kind of realistic. But it's not Laura Linney.
No, it is Laura Linney. She's the one that's in love with her. With her co-star. Her
co-worker. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then but she really loves her brother, who has problems.
Yeah.
And I really hate the guy that is like in love from afar with Keira Knightley.
The best man that plans all the stuff. Yeah,
I don't like it either. Yeah.
That's some bull crap, and he's telling her toxic masculinity.
But I also don't like that she kisses him and he's like, it's over, it's done.
No.
And I'm like, what?
No, that crap would never happen.
Yes. No.
And also, it's not healthy, even if it did. Like, that's so
right.
You know, part of it is like, that reminds me of me, like, as an idiot 19-year-old, like idealizing women and like expecting things to happen and like the universe to align, making like, you know, declarations to people that it's stupid, you know, it's not realistic. It's not real life. It's not healthy relationships, but to be fair, like that particular part of the movie has gotten a lot of like flack in recent years, deservedly.
Correct.
And also Colin Firth and his, Albanian or Romanian, housemate.
Mr. Darcy.
She just likes Colin Firth.
I know. No.
Because he was Darcy. He can do no wrong.
Speaking of
Bridget Jones.
2005.
What?
I was going to say the 2005 Pride and Prejudice.
Well, that's not really a romantic comedy.
Pride and Prejudice is a comedy, hands down.
Book
is hilarious. Yeah, yes, I hated Angela, it when I read it in high school, but reading it in college, so good.
The mom is like complete comic relief the whole time. She's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The dad is constantly poking at the mom and society and everything.
Favorite.
Like, his lines are awesome.
So this is our book club.
I might make Angela read it. She doesn't want to read it.
I already have it. So that's good. It'll save me from purchasing another book.
Hear from our sponsor, genericviagra.com. You don't have to go to a commercial break. It does the same thing. And it costs like $5 a pill. Just Google it and you'll have a virus on your computer.
Our first commercial break. Be right back. And we're back and we're talking.
We are.
Colin Firth and Pride and Prejudice and how it is a comedy. And the remake, which Angela found out recently in a different podcast, Bridget Jones' Diary, is the same storyline as Pride and Prejudice. Yeah.
I never, as much as I like both of them, never, never connected that.
Well, but that's like, you know, like She's the Man is a remake of Twelfth Night, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Clueless, which is on both of my lists.
Yeah. Clueless is a remake of what?
Emma. Yeah.
Oh.
Also, 10 Things I Hate About You was on both of the lists.
Yeah, Tammy.
Not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. 10 Things I Hate About You was on both of the lists.
But that's a remake of what?
The Taming of the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew.
I don't even know what y'all are saying.
Taming of the Shrew?
Are y'all saying Tammy of the Shrew?
Taming of the Shrew?
I don't know what y'all are saying.
T-A-M-I-N-G. A girl's... It's a Shakespeare.
Not a girl, Tammy the Shrew. I mean, I don't know what y'all are saying.
Tammy the Shrew.
But what's the
I have no idea.
What's the other one? The Audrey Hepburn one. Lady, that's also a remake of Tammy the Shrew.
My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady.
No, My Fair Lady is Pygmalion.
Oh, sorry.
The play by George Bernard Shaw.
They're kind of similar in the storyline.
Well, I'm glad Sean's on here because he knows what the hell he's talking about. We're just like,
Lady maybe Spirit, we'll get more. Sean is rubbing off on you.
No, that is really not a curse word.
No, Laura is rubbing off on you. On anything. Okay. All right. So Bridget Jones' Diary, Angela, you really like.
Sean, oh my gosh.
What
yes.
What do you think about Bridget Jones' Diary?
Can he? Okay. Sean. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all right. I think the sequels have kind of like diminished the.
Oh yeah. The especially original, that baby one. You know, like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. The sequels were.
Yeah. When they, it was, who's in the sequel? It's like Patrick Dempsey. Or
something. Patrick Dempsey's in the baby one. Hugh yeah. Grant is in the first and second one.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, it's fine. It's all right. The first one of the series, the first one is definitely the best.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I particularly identify with being a Hollywood overweight, you know, middle-aged British woman.
So. Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people thought it was so funny is, you know, Renee Zellweger had gained weight, her life is kind of in the dumps, and then, you know, Hugh Grant boss comes along and is interested in her, and it's just her internal monologue is really funny and her friends are funny, and that spoke to a lot of women.
No, I get it.
I thought that was, it was cute. It isn't my favorite. I don't own it. You do, don't you, Angela?
I do. Of course I do.
Of course. Of course I do. Would you say that Jerry Maguire is a rom-com? Because it's on one of these lists. And I was like, I didn't even think about Jerry Maguire. I like Jerry Maguire, but.
Sure. I mean, it has funny scenes in it, but it's not a comedy. Like it's
drama.
I think it's a comedy.
I think it's more drama. Show me the money. Human head weighs 8 pounds. There's some funny parts in it, you know, but as a full out comedy, but I do like Jerry Maguire. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
There's a fine line between like what's a drama and what's a, you know, like where does it cross the line? You know?
Right.
Yeah. And then there's some that I just think of so much more as comedy that I forget that it's even romance, like Something like About Mary.
Up. Oh, Something About Mary. Yeah.
I'm like, I guess that's a romance. Really. But if you ask me, I wouldn't even, I mean, I know there's a romantic storyline.
Yeah.
Two main characters, but I don't even think of that when I think of there's some
like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like that. Yeah, I guess there is a romance, but it's not what you think of at all with that,
right?
So that was on here too, was that so it was like Angela,
I was just gonna go back to like some more traditional that you don't even have to guess, like Maid of Honor. Have you seen that, Sean?
Yes, I've seen it. It's
I know it's not my favorite.
It's dumb.
It's not my favorite.
I
watched it because like it mostly takes place in Scotland. Like that was my
I don't question.
So you I are have an to issue Scotland with as I am to Colin Firth. I'm seeing this.
Okay, yes. And I
but yeah,
I have a problem when like the main characters are kind of like you said, it's kind of a dick. And I don't see, I mean, I guess he got
changes.
Better. Sure, but he's like a huge player, and then his best friend, who's a girl, is like a good person. And he's like, wait, she's engaged? Well, actually, I want her. And I'm like, why would she? She doesn't want to be with you. And he changes a little, but you don't see that much. So I have a problem rooting for people that I just am like, their characters aren't that great, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing, which is why Something Borrowed, the book and the movie, Angela. Mm. You probably haven't seen that one, Sean.
I haven't seen it, no.
But it's like, you know, there's two best friends that are girls, and one of them is engaged, and the other one starts sleeping with a fiance. And I'm like, you shouldn't be sleeping with your best friend's fiance.
Talking about like romantic comedies that have like an unlikable protagonist. You guys seen As Good As It Gets?
That's on that's on both of the lists that I have too. And I know
it's
you like
it. It's a great movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Jack Nicholas, Helen Hunt. Nicholson. It's great. Nicholson.
Jack Nicholas is a golfer.
It's a golfer. Let me drink some water.
I didn't know that. You know, now you have to get to water. I thought you were getting more wine when we took that commercial break.
I did. But if I can't get things right, I need to go to water.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees, even though
I do like that. And it's not funny that you say his name, because I asked my mom and grandma, I was like, what's y'all's favorite rom-coms? And mom's was Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Something Gotta Give? Something
yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
You like that? And I was really surprised. Now my mom really likes Diane Keaton, which is.
Does she like Annie Hall?
I don't know if she likes Annie Hall, but John Vincent and I really dislike her because of The Godfather. It took me a long time to get over
because
her.
Why? Because she's the bad guy in The Godfather. Because
in The Godfather 2. Yep.
That's it. That's all it took.
Really? Wait. Yep. Whoa. No. Timeout.
It took so long
for you. For what? Why are you mad at her in The Godfather Part 2?
Because she had an abortion.
Do you know? But no. But that's the whole point. Is that Michael is so evil. He's such a piece of shit.
Have Michael that like that.
That she wouldn't want to propagate his line. This is the problem with The Godfather, like as a series. No, and I love The Godfather and The Godfather Part 2. Part 3 doesn't exist.
I know. That's how we were saying that. Shouldn't have even.
This is the problem, is that especially with the first one, is that it idealized the mafia. Like it made the mafia like the people that you wanted to root for, but they're terrible people. They're horrible human beings. And so that's Michael. The whole point. You can't blame Diane Keaton for wanting to abort like the spawn of people. You can't blame her for that.
100% you can blame her.
No.
My brother still doesn't like her. And I'm like, John, she was in a movie. She played a role.
Abortion is evil and you shouldn't do it. But you're missing the point then. Like if that's what
I see your point.
Michael is evil incarnate in The Godfather Part 2.
But see, we don't
he kills
see
his
Michael
brother.
Okay. So that was really not good.
Not at all. Karen, are you about to justify him killing his brother? Because we're not going to adjust her having we're not going to justify her having an abortion. You can't justify him killing his brother.
Oh my God.
He should never have killed Fredo. But we just don't see him as like
gajillion people that he kills.
Well,
come on.
Now
you're rooting for the Corleone. You're rooting for Michael Corleone and The Godfather. Totally missed the point of the
movie. Ask Angela love what one of her favorite Christmas movies is. The Godfather.
All right, we're going to talk about some comedies.
Okay. So let's get back to comedies because we just way went off there. How do y'all feel about Jennifer Lopez?
They're really corny. They're cute. They're fine. But I don't think any of hers are the best.
Oh, that's not, I like Made in Manhattan and The Wedding Planner. The Wedding Planner, I think, is really funny.
We just watched The Wedding
Planner. We just watched it, and it's not that good.
What?
No.
No?
I mean, it's okay. We watched it. We might watch it again in 20 years.
No, nobody in that movie is a believable human. Nobody.
I'm so disappointed right now. I don't even know what to say.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, there's got to be a believable human.
He's like, he's a known engaged person who essentially agrees to go on a date with a pretty woman that he just met in the middle of the street.
But I don't think he's happy.
Also, the medicine is terrible.
Angela, that's not okay. You can't cheat on your fiance because you're not happy.
Well, he really didn't even cheat on her.
Well, she's rooting for Michael Corleone. So,
Angela,
that's right.
When I was engaged to Sean, if he met another woman at a park to watch a movie and they danced, I would say there's a problem.
Furious. But you and Sean are Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey. Y'all are supposed to be together. Jennifer and Matthew are supposed to be together.
Yeah, but says who?
Me.
Says who?
Me.
What about says Angela? What is it? What is the one with her and Richard Gere? Shall We Dance? Is that what it's called?
Oh my gosh. No,
they don't have an affair in that though.
No, I know. That's the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
That's part of it.
And that's been remade, I think, three times.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one, I'll be honest. I mean, I might have watched a little bit and I was like, this is nothing. So
it's a good movie.
This is nothing.
Yeah. This is nothing. So some of the rom-com, I mean, yeah, they're fine to watch and they're cute, but they're not like, they don't leave a lasting impression. And I would say Jennifer Lopez's are that way. They're fun, but
they're fun.
That's it. And there's some other ones that are, I think,
Made in Manhattan I liked better than The Wedding Planner.
Really?
I like Made in Manhattan too.
Yeah.
Surprising. But
I like, and I think I like The Wedding Planner because I like that. I like them actually planning weddings too. Like I like the side stories.
You like
too.
The weddings. Yeah.
Yes.
So I had some that were just kind of new that I was surprised were on this list. One of them was To All the Boys I Have Loved Before. That was on the top 50 list on Rolling Stones. And I was like,
Wait, what is that?
And Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, I love
To All the Boys I've Loved Before was number 25.
Now that's like a teenage movie because I kind of feel bad for that.
They're hanging out like Some Like It Hot and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and stuff.
Or the Philadelphia Story.
They had something like that. Pillow Talk was on there. Those kind of like older.
Now, Sean,
Pillow Talk, and then also what's the new one with Renee Zellweger? That's a remake of Pillow Talk. Gosh darn it!
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Down with Love. Down with Love is a remake of Pillow Talk. Definitely. Anyway, go ahead.
So Sean, you did not like To All the Boys.
No, I liked it, but it's kind of like, okay, this might be a controversial opinion because I could watch the crap out of this movie. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is not like, it's like a guilty pleasure movie. Like it's not
an in-depth movie. You can put it on and just go like just
yeah enjoy. That's what To All the Boys I Loved Before is about.
I would agree with that.
Like it's kind of like a it's like a good representation of a Netflix movie.
Yes, you know. And I also thought like Crazy Rich Asians was cute, but it's not one that I think is gonna stand the test of time.
Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh,
I really like without Crazy you, Rich Asians.
It's cute. I think you'd like it, but it's not like I don't think it's going to stand the test of time like some of these other ones were. That's why I was kind of surprised to see that 10 Things I Hate About You was on both of these lists.
Oh, no. 10 Things I Hate About You is phenomenal.
I guess the comedy part of it feels very high school.
Yeah.
It's very corny and very.
I mean, so
when you compare
though,
though, like 10 Things I Hate About
Clueless,
You.
Clueless, I don't even think of as a rom com. I just think it was comedy.
I don't think it was a rom-com.
Number three and high up on both lists. It was number three on Vanity Fair's list. I was like, Clueless. I don't think of it as a romance. I want to go look up the AFI list again
because like I don't think Clueless would be on
the list at all.
They don't really have one that's like rom-coms. They have a romance one and a comedy one, and there's like some crossover in both lists. But
yeah, so number five on Rolling Stone was Clueless. And number three on Vanity Fair was Clueless. Number three and number five. I couldn't believe it.
That actually doesn't
like,
surprise me for Vanity Fair. Just like knowing who's.
So, but here's my thing.
But Rolling Stone is number five of
all the writers are people
comedy?
That went to high school. Like they're that age people. Like people that were in high school.
That's true. I just, if I was just doing all my own rom-coms from my head, I wouldn't have thought of Clueless. I just see it as a time period comedy that I love. I think it's hilarious. Yeah. But I just don't think of it as
like, but would you put like 16 Candles on your rom-com list?
16 Candles. No.
But it absolutely is a rom-com.
It is a rom-com. Yeah, I think 16 Candles focuses a lot on the relationship and her dating someone the entire thing though. Whereas like Clueless is really talking about the culture of the high schoolers.
Like teenagers. Yeah. Right.
Whereas because 16 Candles is like, my life is terrible. I mean, they're both comedy and I like both of them. 16 Candles did not make the list, but Pretty in Pink made the Rolling Stone list, which I couldn't believe because it is not funny.
But also, say anything.
Say anything.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Say Anything is good. I think some of it is nostalgia, though. I think people love it from when they were young.
Yeah.
Because Say Anything, I don't think is that great. I just think people like, you're like, oh,
and then him holding that up. you know, the, yeah, it's just so iconic.
Yes, I agree. So another one I don't think of as comedy or as romance, it was on both lists, was Groundhog Day.
No, not a rom-com.
And it was number six. It was like high up on these lists. I'm like, Groundhog Day.
Something that I looked up and I was like, I don't think that is a romantic comedy.
I mean, it is because he's, you know, trying to win her over, but it's really more about his growth, right?
No, yeah. Groundhog, no.
It's a good comedy. I like it.
I mean, like a lot of movies, there is romance involved. But
yeah, but I just thought, I was surprised that that made the cut.
Not a rom-com.
No.
You know. I guess you could say that 40-Year-Old Virgin is a rom-com, or that
it's on the Rolling Stone list.
Knocked Up, is
really?
No, not Knocked Up.
No, but I'm saying like as far as like classifying, like
okay, yeah.
I don't think those are as great as other ones.
No,
and that's just my opinion.
I disagree. 40-Year-Old. So it's like
I haven't seen 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Like, do people like Michelangelo because he's the best painter ever? Like, I mean, yes, he's very good, but he was also one of the first people to do some of the things that he did, and other people that came after did those things the same, but like, so, but he was an innovator, like, so that's what's good about 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's like, there had never really been a movie like that before, like a, like an R-rated, like very frank about sex comedy. Yeah.
I was wondering why something about Mary was really popular when it came out because it was like a crude comedy and people were really like surprised, but it was really funny because it was like,
not that
I remember, we were like seniors in high school.
Judd Apatow is not Michelangelo. I mean, I'm glad that in film, particularly people that do things first and do them well first, like they kind of get a lot of credit. Like Citizen Kane is kind of a boring movie to watch now, but it was the first one to do like a whole bunch of these different things, like that are now just like conventions and staples of movies. So like 40-Year-Old Virgin is kind of like that. You know, it's like it was like a boundary pusher. I mean, and there's a lot that's wrong with that movie too. Like he has a lot of like really messed up attitudes towards women, and part of the movie is him like kind of coming around and, you know, and realizing that these attitudes are unhealthy and stuff. But a lot of it is still like just centered around like him like putting his penis inside of somebody. Like it's not super, you know, validating for romance. Anyway, sorry.
No,
sorry,
you're good.
Miss Judy. Sorry.
No, I think you're great.
And I haven't seen that, so I'm glad.
The 40-Year-Old Virgin. You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Interesting.
Like it. Sean says I wouldn't. Like it.
So, what do you think about The Devil Wears Prada?
I like The Devil Wears Prada. I have like.
I like it, but I just don't see it as
a rom-com.
It's not really. What do y'all think it is?
I just don't think it's really about her relationship with her boyfriend at all. I mean. Hardly at all.
It's about her. It's like a villain movie. You know?
Yeah.
Like there's.
So it's
like
showing
like more conflict. Her relationship with Meryl Streep's character.
Yeah, it's showing like, Anne Hathaway's growth and her, you know, journey into this world with Meryl Streep and whatever. But
the only
scenes with her boyfriend are to show what's going on with her and how she's
also
like having
her boyfriend
issues with
is kind of a piece of shit in that movie. He's like.
I didn't think he was that bad.
He's very negative. Like, he discourages her a lot, like, in her career. Like,
and she neglects him.
Yeah, well.
And
yeah,
she does cheat on him.
He's a whiny poon about it, too. Like, that's the thing. Is he's not, like those at least the way that they're portrayed in the movie, those conversations are not, like, two people in a relationship, like, trying to make their relationship better. It's all about him, like, you don't pay attention to me anymore. You know, like he's a pain in the ass. Like,
but they've got to get it to like escalate to where it's at the breaking point.
Right.
In that relationship to show her like figuring herself out.
And
so
he
I do like that
$8 on cheese.
Oh, I didn't remember
cheese,
that.
A lot of people spend $8 on cheese.
For grilled cheese?
Yeah. There's a
it
lot
depends
of
on where you live.
Out there.
Yeah, not Mississippi.
Me.
We're not spending $8 on the grilled cheese.
No. Neither are we.
Have you seen, Angela, have you seen the, sorry, digression.
No, just
have
tell her.
No.
Yeah.
The picture, it's like a meme series on Twitter of a guy who like creates a retirement plan. It's just to have a truck that sells truck. $1 grilled cheese sandwiches.
No.
And, like, and there's all, like, all this block text like on the side of the thing. And it's like, you, it's no change white bread. Given. You give me a dollar, I give you a grilled cheese. You give me $5, you get 5 grilled cheeses. Yeah. Like, sort your own life out. It's like they're and only going to use like the cheapest white bread, bulk butter, like plastic cheese, like yeah. done.
If
like
you want maybe, organic or you want specialty, yeah,
if
go
you want me
else.
To add a tomato slice, get out of here. Like no drinks, no restroom, like just $1.
But,
John,
but Sean $1. And I are like, man, you know, I actually, it's funny, but I actually think a food truck that just sold like butter on white bread with like Velveeta slices, cheese would make money. For a buck. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. People would be they like, would. Yeah, especially like late night outside like downtown
oh,
area.
Oh my goodness.
Where yes. the bars are, the people overheads. Would be like, I want two grilled cheeses sandwiches.
The corner of Bourbon. Yes. Yes.
Grilled cheese truck, man.
Well, when Bourbon anyway. Opens up.
So oh, go yeah. look up that truck because it's really funny.
I will.
All the viewers.
All
so
of you viewers.
I have another one that's really good. Crazy Stupid Love.
Sean that's really likes movie. That one.
I like him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Chris, I love Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Yeah. And but, I this is going to like go against what I said earlier about this, all these multiple plotline movies is that it actually does it well. The twist where Emma Stone is Steve Carell's daughter.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great twist.
Yes. That and really you, was good.
Like you have no idea that it's coming, you know.
Did
like,
you see maybe, that coming?
No. The okay. first time I watched it, no. But
the second time you got it.
Well, yeah.
I was making a face because I was like, you know, I did, Angela. You know, I was like, I bet.
You saw it coming?
Yeah. You know how I am with movies. Angela gets annoyed.
It drives me crazy.
What was the, there was some movie you were watching and I came in and I was like, oh, this guy's going to come up. She was out on a balcony. It was like Under the Tuscan Sun or something. And the guy came up and I was like, yeah, this is going to be blah, blah, blah. And you were like, have you seen this movie? And I said, no, what is it? And you're like, you don't even know the name of it. And you just said the whole, like, that's it. And then I started laughing, like, is that right? And you're like, just don't talk, but you don't need it. So I can spoil it for you. But yeah, I did think like, oh, I wonder if that's like, you know, if that's his son or his daughter.
Yeah.
But no, it's so cute. I like it. And it doesn't have, it only has like how many different storylines. It isn't like, you know, some of them that have
two
10 different things
three,
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the same actors kind of connected, you know, yeah. that's
and
why.
I do kind of like that they send Steve Carell's character like down kind of they kind of make him into a douchebag. Like he's like, and then he kind of like takes stock of his life.
Comes back.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. But you yeah. Know, him and Ryan Gosling like paralleling.
Yeah.
Going the opposite direction stuff. It was, I thought it was really
what's
well
the guy, David, what they, the Vanderhausen or something like what the guy that his wife is seeing that he's like
oh yeah man. Greg Kinnear like he, plays him
yeah he goes and tackles him later
yes and then yeah. Ryan Gosling punches him
yeah
because he's like yeah. oh you're him
the little kid plot line is a little weird
with,
and, with the
oh and also oh and the babysitter ooh now
yeah
oh, I'm remembering the babysitter situation
yeah that one is kind of weird.
That's kind of like American Beauty, but like inserted into a comedy. Yeah.
The,
I don't know if
yeah,
y'all have seen that movie.
The little kid with about the babysitter, and maybe because a little kid, I'm like, So yeah, that is kind of weird.
Know.
But Ryan Gosling.
I mean, if we're talking about age differences, let's just say that.
I didn't talk about age differences.
I mean, when Betsy was 16, I was 8.
What, well, how do we get on this topic?
18, I was 10.
Thank goodness y'all didn't know each other then.
Yeah, exactly. I was not your babysitter or your teacher. Let's just make that clear to the public. I was not Sean. Okay. So speaking of ones that I know you like, Sean, another one that I was surprised was on this list was Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, why were you surprised?
Because
that movie
I just thought it was,
so
I mean, I
good.
Thought it was funny, but I just didn't think like that's top three for rom-com. I mean,
I know.
Oh my God.
You're going to put,
I
okay.
Laughed.
I love rom-coms and I would never put that on. Like,
okay,
oh,
let
no,
me just say it is
so hard.
Crazy Stupid Love is like, you know, 45 and Forgetting Sarah Marshall is like 43 on this list.
Yeah.
What?
And then,
I mean,
and then also
like...
you have like on the same, and then right after that is Roxanne. Which I thought was like,
oh,
Steve
but Steve Martin, that is really cute.
So I was like, really?
Another one
like,
based on a play.
And Slider from Top Gun.
Are we calling Top Gun a rom-com? I don't think
it's no, but I just wanted to bring up Slider.
She just wanted to bring up Top Gun again. Okay, so forgetting Sarah Marshall, Sean really likes. Sean, what? Take it away. Explain this.
No, so it's another one of those things. It's like, so, okay, so Judd Apatow is the producer that's behind 40-Year-Old Virgin, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Knocked Up, Superbad, you know, Pineapple Express, like those kind of like R-rated comedy
movies. Raunching.
Yeah, and it just is like, it was so real about some stuff that, I mean, just watching him like, you know, he's composing the music for the TV episode, and he takes a music stand and starts slashing at the screen. You know, and then the Dracula musical is hysterical. You know, I don't know. It's just like, it's a very funny guy. Jason Segel wrote that movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really? Is he in it?
Yeah.
He's the lead.
Have you seen it, Angela?
That's Jason
Segel. I don't think so. I mean, and if
you're talking shit about it.
You yeah, you're over here being on, like, oh, I don't come like on. It. You haven't seen it, Karen.
You don't even know.
I mean,
and
come on, look.
It was on TV with it commercials, and I was
No. You got to watch the whole thing because it's, and then there are parts of it. Yeah, because timing is everything.
You'll think it's funny. You'll like it.
There's parts of it that you're like, oh,
who's the girl?
That just Kristen Bell.
And,
oh, yeah, definitely.
That's right. Yeah. Kristen Bell.
Yeah, I definitely haven't seen it then because I don't know what y'all are talking about then.
Because I think it also like it takes that kind of like, oh, you know, he's getting over a breakup, but then he meets a girl. But then it like screws it up in kind of a real way. And it recognizes like, hey, like you're dealing with this badly. Like get your shit together, dude. And then he does kind of get his shit together. And then, you know, she recognizes that. I don't know. I like it.
She's watching Angela. It is not old. It is a color film. So
The color. Karen, that was inappropriate.
Also, Angela, I do have to warn you. There's
it's in color
in the movie.
Wait, there's what?
Like very brief full frontal nudity.
Male nudity.
Male.
Yes. Sorry, Dad. Mom, Miss Judy.
Did you hear what Angela said? She was like male.
Yeah.
Angela showed Magic Mike to her mama. So
no, it's story.
It's not porn. So calm down.
You think she has a problem porn with full male nudity?
There's one part in Magic Mike Angela that we're like, what is that in the corner? And if you know, you know, y'all. So that's all I'm gonna say.
And if you don't know,
in the movie, are there penises in the movie? I don't know.
I know there's one that you see. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
So that was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. What else is on this list, which I was very surprised, was Reality Bites. And I like Reality Bites, and I made Sean watch it.
Did we watch it together?
With Winona Ryder
and Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah,
I didn't think
and Ben Stiller.
I don't remember that a romantic even comedy. A little bit,
so
that you don't remember it at all? Well, we got to rewatch it. You know, I actually own it.
Which, as you know, what I often say is if I don't remember it, it's as if I haven't seen it.
So I made you watch it, and that shows you how memorable that is because we've only known each other 5 years.
So it really should be in your head.
And you don't remember it. Maybe I showed you the picture. But anyway, or I told you about it, but we're not going to get into that because we're going to run out of time. So Reality Awaits is on there. As much as I like that movie, I didn't really think it should be on there. Do you agree, Angela?
I didn't think so either.
Another one that I really like but didn't think should be on the list was The Wedding Singer.
Oh,
I love The Wedding Singer.
I really like The Wedding Singer. But why don't you think it should be on the list?
I just don't think it's
top 50. You don't think Wedding Singer is a rom-com?
No, I do. I don't think it's a really good rom-com. I just think it's like just kind of fun to watch.
You don't think it's a good rom-com?
It's such a good movie, though.
Thank you, Sean. It's a good movie. It's a solid movie. And it has a good soundtrack.
You just think
when we talked about Drew Barrymore, Angela, you know I chose that as one of my top three.
I said she talked from the side of her mouth.
Yes, and I said that was one of the top three for Drew Barrymore for me. Okay.
No, The Wedding Singer is a rom-com.
It is a rom-com. I agree.
What do you think it is?
For the love, I've said three times, it is a rom-com. I'm not saying it's not a rom-com. I'm saying it shouldn't be on the list of top 25. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's that good in the rom-com category. I think it's funny. I don't think the romantic part of it is that great. I don't think Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore really have sold me on this great love that they have for each other.
I like that better than I like 50 First Dates.
Agreed.
Yeah. So of all the Adam Sandler movies, well, I guess 50 First Dates has a lot of like stereotypical like rom-com type of stuff
going Punch on. Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love. Well, okay.
It's on this
list. I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, no, Punch Drunk Love is good.
And that's Adam Sandler.
That's probably some of Adam Sandler's like best acting.
I don't think I saw it.
I haven't seen either, but it is on this list, and it's Adam Sandler. And I heard it was
Adam
really good.
Sandler and Jennifer Aniston on Netflix. That was pretty funny too.
Well, yeah.
I have no idea what it's called. Something about it. What?
Go, just go with it. He's a dentist and she like they pretend
no,
they're
that's,
married.
That's an old Jennifer Aniston. There's a new one on Netflix where they're on a boat and there's like a killer and they have to find.
I thought you meant just go with it, which is also
just go with it. Yeah, that's on it. But there's another their newest one. Y'all haven't seen that on Netflix? Y'all watch Netflix all the time.
Anyway, so both of you think that The Wedding Singer has a deserved spot.
Absolutely.
Yes.
On this top 50 list. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. I do love The Wedding Singer. You guys know I do.
Look, but I just it's on my list.
I believe you.
I don't know what you're trying to show us there.
The Wedding Singer on my list.
Oh, it's on the list. Okay.
It's on my list.
I have not seen Kissing Jessica Stein.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, really? I thought Sean had seen it. Okay. Moving on. I did want to mention briefly, because I don't remember these two, and I think you guys probably do, Four Weddings and a Funeral and Moonstruck.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up Moonstruck, because I love it.
Really?
And my mama really loves it.
It's on both lists. I'm like, we should watch that one. And I don't like Cher very much, so that's probably why I haven't seen it.
Just please watch it. And it's Nicolas Cage and Olympia Dukakis, and I really think y'all are going to like it. But he's missing a hand. But he has a wooden hand. But it's still really good.
I don't like Nicolas Cage that much, and you're like, but he has a wooden hand, and I'm like, oh well, then okay, then I like him.
And then she gets dressed up. She has this gray hair right here, and then she gets dressed up and she dyes her hair, so she looks really pretty, and she puts on these really pretty dress and these heels. And you should watch it. Totally watch it. And then there, the big
you are
moon
not
comes
selling
out.
Me, Karen. None of this
and
sounds very appealing.
Then the song when.
You are know, you trying to sell this
sky
to Sean?
Like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
But Sean, it's she dyes really her hair and she puts on heels and a dress, and he has no hand, but he has a
wooden
hand.
Oh, and there's a Dean Martin song in a Cher movie.
Yes, that's it. Dean Martin. Good job, Sean.
It is on both of these lists. That's why I was like, well, maybe I should give it a try.
I think she won an Oscar for this movie.
Who?
But Cher.
Cher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all should watch it.
I hear great things about. I don't remember it. I think I watched it like way back when.
It's Hugh Grant and Andie MacDowell.
Probably.
Sean, we're getting our list is getting even bigger of things we need to watch.
Look, watch Moonstruck first, and then
I think we're gonna watch Four Weddings and a Funeral first.
You just said you didn't like Hugh Grant.
I don't, but there's more people in it besides Hugh Grant. Also, you can sell me on Nicolas Cage. I don't like him either. I know he doesn't have a hand, but he has a wooden hand.
He doesn't have a hand, but
he has a wooden, there's a wooden hand. And also she gets dressed up and they sing and there's a song playing.
Yeah. She kicks a can down the road too. It's really a big scene.
What are these details?
Mind blown. Can
these
down
are
the road.
Smallest details to the movie.
Betsy. No, look, we're gonna watch.
He kicks a can down the road.
I'm gonna tell y'all, right?
Wait,
now.
I just wanted to tell you that before we move on. She kicks a can down the road.
Y'all want to take another, we got like what?
I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all need to watch it. Y'all will both like it, and y'all will say thank you, Angela.
Okay.
Okay, and what are you going to watch that I said you should watch?
Gosh, there's Apartment and Broadcast News. Oh, that Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay, so yes, we always make each other, Sean, like you have to watch this and you have to watch this if you haven't seen it. And then eventually we will, okay?
We will. So I just have a few more.
Well, and first I want to ask one if either of you have seen Amelie.
Yeah.
You have? Did you like it, Sean? Because it was on both these lists, and I don't think I ever saw it.
Consider it a comedy.
Yeah, like, that's like that. I think like that movie Shock a Lot with Johnny Depp. That's not a comedy. It's romance, but it's not a comedy. What is he laughing about?
Okay, so there's, which I don't, it's not really a rom-com. It kind of is. It's like a bromance rom-com. It's a movie called I Love You, Man.
Yes, with Sean
Blake. Oh!
And Jason Segel. And they talk about this movie. It's like, we watched this movie, Shock a Lot, with Johnny Depp. Oh yeah, you mean chocolate? Watch the movie Chocolate.
And then later, Chocolat anyway, as well.
So that,
but I Love You, Man is like the only
romance rom-com. Oh, it's so good. For all, anybody,
it is pretty funny. Have you seen that, Angela?
I don't think I've seen I Love You, Man. Is that with like Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And we love Paul Rudd.
Yes, we do. I'm writing it down. So let's just hit some one big ones that we haven't hit. 27 Dresses.
No, thank you.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama is good.
Okay, yeah,
that's 27 really good. Dresses again. She's kind of neurotic.
Yeah, it's the same reason I don't really like 2 Weeks Notice. Is because she's
her personality.
Like no human like would do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And the Wedding Planner.
Yeah.
So yeah, 27 Dresses. I mean, the Wedding Planner is her job, at least. So she's like, you know, focused in her career. But 27 Dresses, she's just kind of like,
she's just
crazy about wanting to be in people's weddings. You know, like how many best friends do you have that are people just asking you to be in the wedding just because you're good at planning? I don't know. It's
or helping out.
So I do plans. Like I like
helps out.
I like the two
first of all,
main
Betsy,
characters and them falling in love.
In,
I think it's cute.
Yes, yeah, Betsy. How many weddings have you been in? 12, 13, 14.
I don't really, I think it was 10. I think 10.
I think that's nine, more than
nine
10
or 10
of weddings to be in.
9 or 10. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about how old I am.
And if we hadn't gotten married in 2016, you would have probably been in Katie and Elizabeth's weddings.
No. I don't think so. No.
I don't know.
They have a lot of friends.
Are they listeners? Would y'all have
I don't know. I don't think they listen. They listen to a couple
who?
Of
them. Who are
Katie
they talking to?
And Elizabeth, my friends. Shout out Katie and Elizabeth.
I don't know them.
Okay. Shout out. So
I don't get shout out privileges. I'm
guessing. You can shout out.
You can
you
shout
want.
Out. You're on the podcast.
He you was just who out. Were you just asking about? Matt Bauer? Matt?
John Bauer?
Are you gonna listen to this one? Know. I bet they'll listen to this one because Sean's on it. I'm gonna put my
if they we'll even see. If they even like still follow the RSS.
so mean.
We're not gonna maybe lose subscribers, Sean.
I know.
Okay.
We're up to 65.
Okay, so I do like 27 Dresses, Angela.
It's
not
too,
like
you.
My all-time favorite, but I do. I just like what's the actor's name? James
Marsden. Marsden. Yes.
Yep. I think he's fun, and I like him in that role with her. Catherine Hegel isn't my favorite in general, but I like her in that role.
Wait, what were you saying, Sean?
I was just saying it's kind of like a remake of Runaway Bride a little bit. There's a woman who's famous for the number of
weddings. Yeah.
You know, and then there's a reporter who goes to write a story on this.
But I also do think of the romantic comedies that have like a dress thing, like Pretty Woman has a whole dress thing. Made in Manhattan has a dress thing. 27 Dresses. I mean, look at the like dress whole sequence and they do a fun. Yes, they do a fun song. And Benny,
you know what she
Jets
just told us about Moonstruck? She dyes her hair. She puts on a dress and heels. She kicks a can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can.
So
if y'all don't watch
dresses,
our
big
I'm gonna be
theme
mad.
In Angela's
and hot guys. That's number one.
You gotta have pretty dresses. You gotta.
Maybe
this is
that's why I haven't seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I'll just be honest and throw it out there. And I just said it because Jason, what's his name, is just
Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm.
Male talent in the movie is not great. It's Jason Segel and Russell Brand and Jonah Hill are like
I think I have seen part of it and I turned it.
Yeah.
Because Bradley Cooper was on a different channel. Okay. So we recently tried to watch something together with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson called The Hustle.
Oh.
And the outfits Anne
were
Hathaway
hideous.
Were so terrible. That's all we could talk about. The whole movie, it was just like,
yeah,
what And then it was an exact remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Like they had the
same, which I had never heard of,
the same lines.
Jenny told us. Yeah.
It was really like, I started watching Dirty Rotten Scoundrel. I'm like, this is the same.
Have you seen those, Sean, either of them?
I've seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Okay. Then you don't need to see the Anne Hathaway Rebel Wilson one. Cause it is the exact. Yes.
I think I told Sean, don't do that. Now, the one I did like with Rebel Wilson that is new is Isn't It Romantic? And I thought it was hilarious.
Chris Hemsworth is in it?
Yes.
Is it Chris?
Chris
Hemsworth. It's not Thor. The one that was married to...
No, Liam. Liam Hemsworth.
Is it Liam?
Was married to Hannah Montana. Yeah.
Okay, then it's Liam that's in it.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Wow, it's Thor. Okay, it's not Thor.
Sean just surpassed me. You're like, was married to somebody. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sean can almost remember.
Did you just say married to Hannah Montana?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus.
But why did you say Hannah Montana instead of Miley Cyrus?
Because she will never not be Hannah Montana, no matter how.
There's a different generations right there, Angela. Because I would have never thought.
Y'all know this. She plays only heavy metal. It's not heavy metal. It's more like a grungy music and like, and only plays like dive bars and stuff now. Like she's not.
She does in real life.
She's not a pop singer anymore.
I just know her as I came here as a wrecking ball. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Anyway.
See, we didn't watch Hannah Montana, so we don't have that hang up.
It was not.
We just know her more for like Wrecking Ball and twerking and stuff. Okay. So
I got another one. Listen.
Isn't It Romantic? Is cute.
That was good.
Probably my favorite Rebel Wilson, because I'm not a huge fan of Rebel Wilson in general. But Isn't It Romantic was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was.
They're
really
kind of making fun of rom-coms, and she's kind of like just a kind of bitter about romance and stuff, and so it's cute. It's very cute. Okay.
I had The Princess Bride. We haven't even brought it up.
Yes, it's on the list, and I was like, oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it is really kind of funny, you know. Certain parts. The whole movie, you're not dying laughing, but parts of it. Yes.
Betsy, what the hell is the matter with that? Talking about films made by Rob Reiner? Like, why are we not? Why have we not talked about the prototypical?
Oh, we're getting to it.
Modern romantic comedy.
What is it?
Are we? Because I don't know what y'all are talking about.
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally, which is number one on both of my lists.
Modern romantic.
Yes.
Comedy. I was so happy it was number one because I'm like.
Like Friends is.
Is that your favorite?
Oh, I love When Harry Met Sally.
I think it's my favorite. I
love that movie.
Really?
And so I was very happy to see I wasn't the only one that finds it. I just think it's such a good storyline.
It's good.
So well acted. Like, well,
and it's, yeah, it's not.
That noise.
Like, it's not contrived at all. It's something that could really happen.
So, Angela, is When Harry Met Sally isn't one of your favorites?
It's not my number one. I'll say that. I really, I do like it. But it's, if you said favorite rom-com, it might be up there in the list, but it's not my, and you know why I think it's not my number one? Because
Billy Crystal.
Maybe that's part of it. But also it's not on TV a whole lot. And I know y'all aren't like cable people, but there's a lot of movies
you
that
just
come
rewatch
on a ton.
It's on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, The Wedding Planner, it's on. I'll just watch it. Sweet Home Alabama is always on.
Dirty Dancing.
But When Harry Met Sally is not on a lot. So
that sounds like a personal failing. Like that just means you don't own a good movie.
Oh, I actually own it. Thank you. I just don't want to put it in the player and play.
Oh my gosh. Come on now.
I know your DVD player is hooked up. No, I know it is. Because I hooked it up.
When Harry Met Sally is to romantic comedies what like Friends is to the sitcom. It's like just a classic, like well-made, well-structured movie, but also just like really, really good. Almost every sitcom in the 90s in some way like owes something. Oh, we lost Angela.
No, I'm right here.
It owes something to When Harry Met Sally.
And
similar to how like now modern, you know, kind of R-rated comedies all owe something to 40-Year-Old Virgin or The Hangover or Knocked Up. Like
When Harry Met Sally, or not, sorry, when Something About Mary.
Yeah. Like there's like a, and I don't know. It's not like the prototypical rom-com because you still got like, I mean, do they have, they have some Like It Hot on there?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that on one of my lists.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was on here.
Okay, good. I mean, like as long as some of these like others are making it on there.
Yeah. And that, well, the list of 50 had several more. I kind of was highlighting the ones that were on both of the lists. And then, so, you know, they have a bunch, Bringing Up Baby, Working Girl. I mean, there's just a ton, but.
Oh, I liked Working Girl.
We can't talk. Yeah. I mean, you know, Tootsie. Yeah. I'm like, we don't have time to talk about every single one of them, but I agree with you, Sean. And I think When Harry Met Sally was just different than so much before. And it was so, the humor was so witty. I just enjoyed the characters and they did seem realistic. Like it seemed realistic. I mean, the whole debate over him being like, why would I hang out with you unless I'm interested in dating you? And she's like, oh, you know, and he's like, any guy that's hanging out with you as a friend is interested in dating you. And she just like, you know, those dynamics that they're talking openly about stuff. It's just great. You can see both of their character development throughout the whole movie. And it's great. The side characters are really funny. Carrie Fisher
and what's his name, you know, that end up two friends.
Yeah.
I know that. I feel kind of bad for him.
Nobody has ever quoted me to me before.
You know? Yeah, that's from him. So you should rewatch it, Angela. Give it another try. Okay,
I'll rewatch it.
Okay.
I will.
And if y'all you come here and visit, we can watch it with you. We'll make popcorn. Sean will give you some scotch. I will say
that probably a lot of the reason that you don't like it or you don't enjoy it as much is because everything that it did, like as like the first thing, there's other ones that did it maybe a little bit better.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But it was kind of the first one to have that's like, you know, long period of time, kind of rapid fire dialogue, like frank conversations about sex, like in a movie.
Yeah.
You know, whereas.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was very early to be doing that.
And yeah. I think I was really young too when I saw it the first time. So maybe I just didn't appreciate it. And like I said, it's not played a whole lot. So I do probably need to go back and rewatch it. And I'll do that. Not tonight.
Yeah.
Speaking of dresses and the fashion being a big part of it, Angela.
Yeah.
The clothes in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, I really like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I can't believe I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either until I saw on the list and I was like, I do like that one.
Did you like it, Sean?
Oh, yeah. That's a good
movie. Seems like my family, but not Greek.
Yeah. My Pinterest board for our wedding said My Big Fat Catholic Wedding.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, this is what it's going to be.
When he finds the Greek root of kimono, that's solid. Also, listen. When I was born, I had a lump inside of my neck. And as I grew, the lump grew until it grew so big that I could no longer move my head. So they did the bibopsy. They found teeth and a spinal column. Yes, the lump was my twin. And then she just gets up and
she just
stranger down. And it's like, listen, you have to know this about my life.
My mom and I did the whole bunt. Is this a bunt? And my brother.
Oh, it's a cake.
We were going back and forth and my brother was like, wait, what's going on right now?
What are you doing? Oh, it's a cake, a cake, a cake.
Oh, kick.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Really I can see your brother being like, what are y'all doing?
Yes, and we just kept going. We just said bunt and bunt and bunt. And oh, do you put a plant in it? And yeah, it was great. It's great.
It does come out with a plant in it.
Yes. Okay, so I think that's good, right? Are we good?
Yeah.
I mean, at a certain point, we do have to kind of wrap it up.
We do have to wrap it up. This was a great finale episode for season one.
So
I didn't know I was on the finale.
We brought you on for the finale.
We ended it with a bang.
I mean, you're going to be on season two also.
Yes. And our next episode, we'll talk about the recaps and what we're going to do in season two.
Favorite episode.
So, the next episode. Wait, what?
It's the next episode's
we are gonna have a little bonus. This is the end of season one. We're gonna have a recap bonus. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the most popular episodes, our favorite episodes, and what we plan on doing in season two. But that's only gonna be a 30-minute episode, and we're gonna keep it at that. Bonus episodes are only 30 minutes.
I bet
bonus episodes are only 30 minutes.
So what
minutes.
You're saying is this isn't really the season finale.
No, this is it. This is episode 25. You can't end on episode 26.
So what's the next episode called?
It's a bonus.
It's called bonus recap. We have bonus episodes also, Sean. They're not part of the regular season.
Dirty Dancing, I'm so disappointed you haven't seen it. We talked the whole movie through.
You haven't seen our 30-minute movies? I take pictures of a film and we tell the whole story in 30 minutes and anything else we want to share.
This is the deal, Angela, and this is why I haven't
I'm listening.
I haven't seen a whole episode of this podcast. Betsy consistently records them when I am not here, when I'm working. And so it's like either when I'm home, I could talk to my wife for an hour or I could listen to her talk to you for an hour. Like, which
is
one?
That a, I don't understand your dilemma.
So his only
there.
Free time is when I'm here. So he's like, why would I listen to a podcast from you when
you
you're in the room?
You drive in a truck.
It's
can't
true.
You listen to our podcast?
Because the Scrubs recap podcast is way more interesting.
I don't listen to podcasts on my way to work.
Yeah, I don't either.
On my way to work. Listen, that takes up my whole commute.
That's like really nice, but you can listen to our podcast or you can listen in the shower. I just saw your problem.
We'll have to put that on your Christmas list.
Yeah,
waterproof Bluetooth speaker or something.
Yeah, sure
I got it in my.
Also, how long are you in the shower? These are like over an hour long.
Yeah,
it's gonna take.
You don't get to listen to one at the one whole time sitting. I mean, good grief! Do I have to do everything for y'all?
Oh, really, Karen? You want to talk about technology here?
Okay, Karen.
okay. I like that you said that, Sean. Also, you know I don't know technology. I've already said that.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
what
the
else
only
do you
one
want me
that's
to say?
Vertical here.
So. You did fix
I don't
your
even know what that means.
Your freezer.
I
look
just
your,
keep shoving
video.
It back
because she's on her phone.
Oh,
I'm on my phone. Yeah.
She doesn't have a computer.
Mm-mm. I have an iPad, but Mama plays a game board on it.
So it's not even at her house.
It's not even at my house.
So, Sean, I hope you had a good time on our episode.
Sean, did you enjoy it?
Thanks for having me. I just feel really included and appreciated.
You should. And you'll be back in season two, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And what's it like? This is probably what our listeners want to know. What is it like being married to a Karen?
You're not that Karen-like. So.
Good answer, Sean.
That was really good.
You don't have the short haircut.
Not yet.
Spiky in the back and short.
Betsy, don't go short hair.
Any day.
Hair.
You could come home from work and it'll be like, this is gone.
Not with your hair, Betsy. No.
I've never heard you ask to speak to the manager, like not even one time.
We were in line at Chick-fil-A the other day and it was taking a long time. And I was like, and they said something like, sorry for the wait, or it's going to be just a minute. They like switched, you know, cashier people. He's like, it's just going to be just a minute, another minute. And I said under my breath to Sean, like, of course it is. And Sean was like, Karen. And I started laughing. I'm like, that was my Karen moment. I didn't say it to them though. I just said it to Sean. So
yeah. Cause you can't get mad at Chick-fil-A people.
It was like a normal fast food line. No. It wasn't fast.
Yeah, no, they were.
It was unusually. I mean, Chick-fil-A is awesome, and I love it. And they're normally so fast. Okay,
some days,
but this
just
one
bad
time,
days.
This one time, it happened to be as slow as normal fast food, which was
my gosh,
what in the world? I've been here like 7 minutes. That's crazy.
My gosh.
So
okay, Karen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Karen.
But like I said, I did not talk to the manager. I just talked.
You
to
You and
my
I are
going to
have
it.
Words about the Godfather later, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes, we are.
I can't believe you root for Al Pacino over Diane Keaton in The Godfather Part 2.
I can't believe anyone roots for Diane Keaton in The Godfather. And in Part 3, when he actually apologizes to her, that makes
part
me sick to my stomach.
Part 3 doesn't exist. It's not a
well,
real.
When
okay,
it did exist.
You know, look, you know
okay,
what? We're going to have another episode and we'll talk about The Godfather. We'll pick like The Godfather and one other one that you guys want to go back and forth about. And we'll
Goodfellas?
Dissect it.
You like Goodfellas?
Do you like Goodfellas?
I love Goodfellas. Oh my gosh, yes.
What about
Goodfellas
one of the newer
is a great
ones?
Movie.
Goodfellas is a great movie.
What does that even mean?
What are you talking about, Betsy?
The
Irishman. The Departed?
Departed.
Oh, the
Irishman is shit. Like, no.
It is like an hour too long.
I thought it was good. No. It was just way too long.
No, it was way too long.
The Irishman. The Departed is great.
The Departed is awesome.
Silence is great. Like, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, more on that next time. Okay, we're gonna wrap it up.
There you go. All right. Y'all have a great day.
Listening, and congratulations for making it to the end of this episode. Yay! Sean, would you like to say your goodbyes?
I don't know. Do y'all have like a tagline that goes?
No, we just say bye.
We say have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends.
Like and share.
Subscribe. Thank y'all.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for being on our show, Sean. And this is a wrap for season one.
Yay. Bye. Bye.